This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 445. High scoring house guest IELTS speaking answers. You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
To get fluent and connect in English, you need a way to practice without being judged by others and to feel free to make mistakes. That's why Monica, an English teacher from Poland, joined our fluency course.
I didn't know what to expect, but when I finally opened the course and I joined the community, I realized that this is what I've been looking for.
You can join this same community that Monica joined and achieve exciting results at allearsenglish.com/plan. Save up to 20% if you join before midnight on May 5th. Offer expires at midnight on May 5th.
Hey, Jessica, I heard you climbed a mountain this morning. Is that true? You ran a mountain? I don't know.
I like to say that it's a mountain. It's called Mount Tabor. Mm. And so the mount in that title makes it sound like a mountain. It's not. It's more of a hill. It's not like, I like to say I ran up a mountain this morning because it sounds really cool. But if I'm honest, it's only like, I'd say like half a mile up. That's not huge, but nonetheless, I hadn't done it in a couple months, and I'm pretty sure I'm going to be kind of sore because it's half a mile of stairs, and I was a little tired.
Hey, good workout, though. Good workout. I like running up mountains. It's quite a challenge sometimes.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah. But like you said, like, because you've noted in talking about hiking before how it's different, because like here, if I say I ran up a mountain, like there are stairs, like I have concrete paths and railings, but you've been going for some like crazy hikes just over rocks and stuff, right?
Yeah. We just finished the second part of the Presidential Traverse on Sunday. And it was insane how strong the wind was at the top of Mount Washington.
Oh, no.
It was unbelievable. But it was easier than last year's traverse. The second half of it was easier than the first half, but we finished it. So, you know, basically what you're doing is you're walking an entire mountain range, right? So, you know, you're walking along the ridge of the mountain. So that's why you're so exposed to the elements, to the sun and the wind.
Oh my gosh. But that sounds
cool.
Incredible. Oh my God,
cool.
That sounds so awesome.
Yeah.
Are you a person who would be taking pictures the whole time, or are you like just in the activity? I would imagine you would be more like focused on the hike and like the craziness of the experience than always like snapping pictures and stuff.
Yeah, I don't like to snap. Sometimes the people I'm hiking with will take a lot of photos, but yeah, I like to take pictures of the people I'm with, but I don't know. A picture of a mountain is a picture of a mountain. Like
I know, right?
I would forget which mountain it is after after
That's
a
true,
year
though.
Or something. You know, I don't really take a ton of photos of landscapes generally when I hike because they all look the same.
That's true. That's true. Or like if you've traveled around Europe a little bit and it's like cathedrals. I'm not going to take any more pictures of old buildings because whatever, you forget, you don't look at them. Okay.
Exactly.
Anyway. So guys, I was thinking over the weekend, I think I was writing something for our blog and I realized that we hadn't yet talked about a speaking part one topic that comes up quite often on the IELTS test. So, we wanted to talk about this today because it's culturally specific and therefore, right, it's more interesting. So the topic is about having guests in your home. And this varies widely from culture to culture, right?
Oh, hugely. Yeah. I mean, I know here in the U.S., it's pretty common, you know, especially if you don't live in a big city like New York. New York, it's not, but in other cities, it is to have friends over, to have dinner parties, but not everywhere, right? You said when you were in Taiwan, it wasn't common.
Yeah, it's just, it's something that just doesn't happen. Like, it was a weird idea to some of my students when I would talk about, yeah, my friends came over last night and we did this and that. And when the Taiwanese meet friends and listeners, if I have this wrong, forgive me, write us a letter and I will recognize it on the podcast. But this was my experience that the Taiwanese friends I had, when they made plans to meet us or to meet each other, then it would be always out in public at like to go get tea or go to hot pot or walk around this park or right. It's always like outside the home. And Lindsay, yep. I mean, I don't think I ever thought about why exactly. I just thought it was like a privacy comfort thing. Mm. But because you said this mm-hmm. happens in Japan as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. Like, you know, my apartment in Tokyo was so small that even if I tried to have people over, it just wouldn't make any sense. I wouldn't, it's yeah. not a fun place to hang out because it's just, you live in a shoebox. Right. I mean, I lived in a shoebox. It felt like I lived, but there's so much to do outside of, I mean, the city of Tokyo is so fascinating and there's just so much sure. to do. So why would you even want to be in your apartment anyways? Right. That was my mentality.
That's true.
Yeah.
Yeah, 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 that's true. But but that's a really good point, though, that a lot of the apartments are tiny. So, of yeah. course, you're not going to, like, throw a dinner party for 10 guests. Like, that's you're not going to do that. So, anyway, guys, if you get questions like this that don't necessarily pertain to your culture, just remember our strategy of honesty, right? Just say, to be honest, we don't really do this in my country because we really live in quite small places, but we do like to meet our friends in, you know, in a tea house or at a hot pot place or, you know, you can continue. You could keep developing your answer, but okay. You could also recognize how you have learned from today's episode that Americans or British people, Europeans, I'm pretty sure this is a commonality in all English speaking countries, at least, that we do have friends over. So you could recognize that and talk about what you learned today. You could talk about that in your answers.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea of that's another thing that you can articulate, you know, and that would probably impress the examiner quite a bit, right? If you're able to articulate that, you know, that, you know, in other cultures it's different, but this is what you do in your culture. That's kind of a cool thing to be able to say.
Yeah, totally. And guys, if you could use, I keep waiting for students to talk about podcasts on the speaking exam and like the practice tests and stuff that I do with students. Cause I know we have provided so many resources for podcasts to listen to. And I'm just like, I know you guys are listening. I just please talk about it on the exam because it would be so impressive. Okay. So Lindsay and I are going to answer these questions from our perspective, right? To give you an idea of what our culture is surrounding guests in the home. And again, guys, you can get vocab from these answers. You can take these ideas and examples and talk about them in your own answers. Don't say they're yours. Don't say you do this, but say, I heard it on a podcast that this happens in America.
Yeah, okay. I love that.
So I'm going to ask you first, Lindsay.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay. So Lindsay, just to remind you, this is speaking part one. So we okay. usually aim for 3 to 5 sentences. Okay.
Okay. Excellent.
How often do you have guests in your home?
Well, I share my home with 4 other roommates. We are here in this big old house on the corner in Cambridge. So, you know, typically during the summer, we'll have friends over for, you know, outdoor stuff in the front lawn, like barbecues and fire pits and things like that. Usually about, you know, once a month, something like that, generally.
Okay. Guys, fire pits. I'm pretty sure this isn't common in every culture. Let's learn what a fire pit is. A friend of mine just got like a little fire pit thing for her backyard. It's super awesome. So cool. Lindsay, what's a fire pit?
Yeah, well, a fire pit is just having a little fire in your yard usually, right? You can also have them when you're camping, but we have a special table that actually is a fire pit itself. It's a table and it's a fire pit. Yeah.
That's so, so cool.
So cool. When you don't want a fire, you just cover it up and it's flat like a table. But when you do want a fire, you just open it up, put the logs inside and start it. So we found that that's a really nice way to build community around our house and have our friends over in the past couple summers. Yeah. Really cool.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, man, that sounds so fun. Oh, do you make s'mores? Please make s'mores.
I always push for s'mores whenever I have a fire pit, whether it's camping or outside my house. I always want s'mores.
Yes. Oh, me too. Oh, I love it. That's so awesome. Okay, let's do one more question. Okay. Lindsay, do you want to ask me the next one? Hello, awesome and intelligent IELTS Energy listeners. If you would like to get into the same course that helped Diego get his overall 8 and helped Lucas get an overall 8.5 on their IELTS exams, get into 3 Keys IELTS today. Go to allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Absolutely. So, Jessica, how do you welcome visitors to your home?
Well, you know, I think my mom would be proud of me in this way. She really taught me that it's important to be very respectful and welcoming and generous as much as you can to visitors in your home. Like you really want to make people feel at home, right? And comfortable and that they could relax. So when people come over, no matter if I know them or I don't know them, I always offer them a snack. Like I really love feeding people. I don't know if it's like... my friends make fun of me because they're like, oh, you're such a mom. But I think I always did this. So like yesterday, a friend came over to help me do some cleaning. And so I gave her a plate of cheese and crackers and like some, I forget, I think I made her some tea or something. But yeah, so anyway, I think it's really important to just make sure people are like fed and offer them something to drink and really just take time to allow them to relax in your home.
Oh, that's so nice. I love that. Very cool. Okay. Excellent. I like that. It was quite a long answer, too. It was good.
It was. Probably too long. But guys, if, you know, the guideline of 3 to 5 sentences, again, just remember to be flexible. Some answers could be 3 sentences. Some answers could be 10. It's really going to vary according to what you say. So don't stick too strictly to numbers, especially in these sort of creative, productive parts of the test, like speaking and writing. You have to be a little more flexible with like strategies and guidelines, right? Make sure it's appropriate to the topic, etc.
I like how in your answer, you went back to like where you got your mindset. That's kind of a nice thing that our listeners could add into their answer if they feel like they're, you know, struggling for filling the time or giving some kind of interesting answer. Just adding like, oh, you do something, but why do you do it? It's because of the influence of your mom, right? That's what your mom instilled in you, right? So nice opportunity for vocabulary and to add more substance to your answer, I think.
Thank you. I worked really hard on that answer.
I could tell.
So guys, the next step for you is to think about these questions and how they pertain to your culture and how you would answer them. And guys, you can always come back to the blog and comment on this episode and share your answers with us. Come back to IELTS.allearsenglish.com, search episode 445. And you can comment and tell us about your culture, or you could leave us a review on iTunes and you could share your answer there.
Absolutely, guys. Those reviews really help us. So go over and leave that review. And don't forget to subscribe to the podcast in your podcast player. Just go ahead and hit subscribe. Very cool. And Jessica, where can our listeners see our success stories from our course?
So we've had so many success stories lately, guys. You just heard an episode with Anastasia on Monday, how she increased her score by a whole band point. And I am recording with more students like this week, so you're going to hear a lot more. Anyway, you can see these incredible score increases by going to allearsenglish.com/KEYS. We are adding more stories weekly, just so many at this point, guys. So go over, check it out. You can see it works, and then you can get into the course right there, even upgrade to have those personal classes with me on Skype. And then we'll see you in there.
You got it. All right, Jessica, thanks for hanging out today. It's been fun.
Awesome. Thank you, Lindsay. Have
All
a
right.
good day.
Take care. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.